We're joined right now by Kaylee Van Dyke. She's from the Mount Elephant organization, and it's all about baking. And I dare say, Kaylee, that Mother's Day might lead a few people to be doing some baking all for their mum. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, definitely. It's such a great activity for mum as well. Nice bit of cuppa as well. And there's nothing better than having a wholesome brownie as well. So, yeah, it's a really exciting time to be baking.
So do men and women bake these days? I would say probably that COVID has made quite a difference and a lot of men have taken up baking, whereas they might not have done that before.
Definitely. I think with COVID, we had so much time on our hands, you know, to spend time in the kitchen learning new skills. Whereas after COVID, life's returned back to as normal as it can be. We've got less time, you know, we're getting back to our normal activity. So we're still wanting that same wholesome baking experience, but we don't want to make any compromises. So that's why these mixes, these baking mixes, brownies and cookies are really, really great because it gives you that same experience you're doing in the kitchen, making the brownies from scratch.
Ah, so
but it's all in a packet mix and it's really easy to do.
So you get the same effect without putting in all the effort. That sounds like a great idea. So now you came up with some research that shows that men actually aren't all that truthful about how their products work out.
We commissioned a study recently where we found that 63% of Australians are actually fibbing about those baking mixes.
So 63%.
Yeah, exactly. And men more so than females. Mm. So whilst they want to show that they've got everything sorted, they're making this amazing baking mix from scratch, it's actually from a packet mix.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, absolutely not, particularly when you're looking at a really wholesome baking mix as well.
Yes, and I suppose that works for things like bread and rolls and even pizza dough if you do that.
Definitely, yeah, across all things, cakes, muffins, just everything.
So how do you actually work out that men were fibbing when they said they produced amazing products?
So we commissioned this study with a third party. So we dug into more research around why Australians were interested in healthy baking mixes but not necessarily liking the taste of them. So we found that throughout this research, 40% of those surveyed don't actually like the taste of a healthy baking mix, either the low-sugar ones or the gluten-free mixes. So we've done a lot of work over the last couple of years to really develop that perfect mix. Mm. Where it's equally as delicious as making it from scratch, but then you've also got the health benefits for really clean products with no preservatives, no additives, and it's gluten-free and low sugar as well.
Gosh, it ticks a lot of boxes there. So that's fine, but how did you work out that men weren't telling the truth?
Through lots of research. So we asked a lot of males and a lot of females at the same time, and it was really interesting to find that males are more likely to admit that they were fibbing about some of their baking and their cooking.
Right, so you're relying on what they came out with. You didn't
yes,
sort of ask
exactly.
You didn't ask people in the same household.
No, so it was more individuals.
Right. Well, that is really quite interesting. So thanks very much for bringing us up to date. I dare say you're going to have a good Mother's Day as well coming up.
To be honest, I'm not much of a baker, but I am looking forward to using these mixes because Mum will think that I am a baker.
Excellent. Well, whichever way we go. Thank you for joining us this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
Kaylee Van Dyke, and she's from the Mount Elephant organisation.